Are you ready to watch Evangelion? Go.
I'm not ready.
Oh!
Pause it. Pause it, please. Please.
You have there.
Evangelion.
Genesis Evangelion.
Got you.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Three, go.
Wait. Shouldn't we introduce the...
Neon Genesis Evangelion, episode 27.
Season 2. I'm not going to keep
more
count.
Like
it's...
season poo.
This is season...
No,
Jesus.
This is when it gets good. Look at it go. It's come through.
Whoa!
Oh, fuck yeah.
I love this guy. Who is this?
Oh, man.
That pirate alligator's just a mascot, isn't he?
Yeah. He's not a character. But this the season does have an ape on a ship, and the whole ship is a ghost.
Don't you mean an Ava?
Yeah.
An ape on an Ava?
An ape on an Ava.
Tokyo 2 looks different.
Fuck yeah. Oh no, this is Egypt. The season takes place in Egypt.
Oh my god.
How funky.
That fucking slap bass. Oh, wow, that is some slapping bass.
There's so much fan service. Oh!
Oh, his dick is on fire!
Oh!
Oh, wait, those are boobies.
Oh.
Her dick is on fire. Oh, goodness. This is... a still image. Oh, it moved.
Welcome to the 90s.
Creepy and objectifying?
Yeah.
Feels like the 90s.
This part... up the bongos!
They came back.
This part isn't in the anime, or it isn't in the manga. I don't know why it's in here.
What is this?
Oh, this is the ritual to create the stone mask that Gendo will use to become a vampire. This part doesn't make any sense.
Oh, shit, he's gonna kill her. Oh, Jesus. This is violent.
Oh, yeah.
It looks cool, though. It's well drawn.
Oh, yeah. Do you know Satoshi Kon?
No, who's that?
He's a guy... he's like an anime director that made a bunch of shit people liked, and he actually worked on this.
Oh, fuck. That was gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
Is she dead?
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Blood!
There's her LCL dripping off that axe.
Jesus. This is so, like, weird and uncomfortable.
And so funky.
It's very 90s.
Whoa, the ocean of LCL.
It's 90s in an almost annoying way.
It's 90s in the most radical kind of way.
Dio!
Oh, Dio is short for Dio Gendo.
Is that really how this is going to go down? That's it? So it's Dio Gendo and Shinji's Bizarre Adventure? Is that the...
Yeah, there he is. There's Dio Gendo.
Oh, man.
I cast away my humanity, Shinji.
The thing is, I am willing to do this podcast for, like, years at a time. Like, we've been friends for a long time. I'm locked in to be... Skywalker Sound! I'm locked into being friends with you for a long time. But man, that bit, it's a good bit. Never mind, there is no bit. Oh, it's a spider in the mask.
Oh, the mask was a spider.
This looks really cool.
Oh no, this thing rips.
Dude,
it's just like it, it's really hard to follow.
Dude, I can't believe how much cooler season 2 seems than season 1 of Evangelion. Whoa. Them some pecs.
So they made this season assuming that people who are watching this are watching it because they loved the comic so much.
Okay.
And so, like, a lot of things aren't explained. It's just sort of like a wild ride. This is my quintessential, I did not know what this was or what was happening, but somebody was like, you gotta watch it. You're a kid and you love cartoons, right? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, I have a cartoon, let's watch this. And I'm so like, no idea what the fuck is happening.
So what you're telling me is this is a book report when you didn't read the book of animes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just like, and then the mice and the men were there.
Let me put it this way. Let me put it this way, Liv. This is the, I'm going to read Harry Potter 3. What do you mean there's a 1 and a 2?
Well, then Atticus killed the Mockingbird.
This is more like they made a Harry Potter movie, but they made Harry Potter 3, and we're just like, well, you've read 1 and 2, right? Well, here's the third movie.
I wonder if I've ever told that story on the podcast.
You definitely have.
Whoa.
No doubt.
Yes, indeed. Whoa. It's just... like that.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, it's Ray.
Definitely.
It's Ray Ayanami. And Joseph Joestar.
That's Shinji Joestar.
No, Shinji Joestar is the one wearing the black coat. Where'd the cheat sheet go?
Oh my fucking god. I don't know who any of these characters are. The cheat sheet is useless to me.
No, I drew them for you.
Oh my god. This is incredible! Mac, you're such a good artist.
Oh, I did it.
Wow. This is pretty much indiscernible. It looks pretty cool, but it's fucking nonsense.
No, there he is.
Okay, so that's
Asuka.
With this,
there's Asuka Polnareff.
Yeah, she has her head
her heart,
things.
Her hearts that look more like circles in this shot.
It is most dangerous to go off on your own.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Ray.
Mr. Joestar's instructions.
That is not clear from this drawing.
I forgot. Damn. I forgot what Ray Avdal looked like.
This guy's wearing a serious crop.
What was that?
Oh yeah, the fashion in this season rips.
It's very...
Everyone's ripped, and everyone's as fashionable.
Everyone's ripped, and everyone's titties are hanging out. It's kind of crazy. Like, fucking...
Oh, and there's Pen Pen.
Talk about fan service.
Whoa.
I will not force you to come along. This will be our biggest battle. We will risk our lives to fight it.
Ray seems different.
I will leave you all of the gum I have with me.
All of the what?
Oh yeah, Pen Pen loves gum.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Remember?
Gum.
It wasn't made clear in the first
with a G.
Yeah.
I did not hear that correctly. I will leave you all of the kagum. That is a weird face that guy who is not on the cheat sheet is making.
Oh no, he's not on the cheat sheet because that's Joseph Joestar.
It is?
Yeah.
No, he's blonde with a beard?
Usually he's gray.
No, that's Joseph Joestar.
No, that's Shinji. That's Shinji Jotaro Joestar.
Dude, how do you really, dude?
How do I live my life one Shinji at a time?
Dude, Shinji is way cooler in this season.
There's the Eva.
No, you can't. You can't just start throwing shit at me.
Oh no, Holly's sick. And there's Susie Q.
This is effectively useless to me. This cheat sheet. I'm like looking at the cheat sheet and it's just my favorite Evangelion character is Holly and Susie Q. How could I forget? I like Holly. She's my favorite.
Holly, are you awake, dear?
I forgot how awesome old 90s dubs are.
That mouth kind of looks like rotoscoped. Or not rotoscoped. What's the thing where they like Conan does it a lot, where they cut out like a human mouth and put in a...
I don't know.
I would love to redo an old anime like this, but then just do the mouth thing. I think that'd be so funny.
Like fucking Kung Pao.
Yeah, sorta. Just like...
I guess that's not really what happens in Kung Pao, but just like fuck with it.
Yeah, just... I feel like you would get copyright infringed for that. They would be mad at you. If you did the whole dub yourself and like were all the mouths.
You could always do I always liked the fan dubs where they genuinely redid all the audio. This is just fire.
They are all walking the exact same way.
That's because they're all four cool dudes and cool duds.
So that's Joestar. Who's the blonde guy in the back?
The blonde guy in the back is the grandfather of the guy in the hat. So
Sorry.
The guy in the Indiana Jones hat and the baseball hat are related.
I thought that guy was wearing a hat. He's wearing a bandana. That's his hair.
Yeah.
Okay, so the front and the back guy are related. And they're walking up some stairs to open this box.
Yeah, they're gonna go find Dio Gendo, the vampire, who killed Shinji's great.
There's fucking vampires in this shit?
Oh, yeah, there's vampires. There's like ghost warriors.
It is Dio's coffin. Oh, dude.
He said it.
Yeah, it's Dio's coffin. Okay. I'm gonna let the sunlight in. As you should. For the vampire. Wait, how did he make a hole in the ceiling?
Okay, so, like, everybody has, like, a ghost warrior? Before Jotaro and I were
even born. Yes, the blood of the Joestars knows this man all too well.
So there are two voices in that guy's head. The battle
we are about to... No, he's just thinking.
No matter what the outcome, I have no regrets. I am here because I want no regrets.
And I'm here.
That guy doesn't have a ghost?
No, everybody here has a ghost. But normal people can't see the ghosts, which is kind of cool in this, because every once in a while they'll just animate like a thing happening. Where in the comic, like, you just always see the ghost, but people are like, "What? What is happening?"
Why aren't those guys friends?
I mean, they're kind of friends.
I like his eyeliner.
Also, that guy, that
dude is so wide.
Oh, fuck yeah. He's like a brick shit house.
He really is. This is JoJo's brick shit house adventure. What the fuck? What is that?
It's a bird.
Is that a chicken?
It's a chicken.
What is this?
It's a fire chicken from his very soul.
Whee!
Splat.
A surprisingly light coffin.
Well, he blasted it with fire.
Oh, it was filled with foam. For the kids.
Delicious foam! Also, the dog, Pen-Pen, has a ghost warrior, too.
It's weird that the dog sounded really tough and then had the wimpiest little bark. It's like, Mark! Mark, bark!
Also, I like how everyone kind of has mullets.
Yeah, I mean... Ah! What a twist.
Why am I here? Oh, how did that happen?
Wait, stay back. He loves him.
Hey, they're in love.
Oh, Why did he call him old man? That's his grandpa.
Cause he's a snide jerk.
You snide little jerk. Oh fuck, he's got a big hole in his chest.
Oh yeah, this is violent as shit.
What did he do to you?
Get away, Vulnerant. You've got to run now.
They were being super mean to each other just a second ago, but now he's cradling him.
They're like allies, but they're just like snippy. You know, they're friends.
Oh fuck, is that Dio Gendo?
Yeah. The coolest gayest.
This is what Metal Gear Solid came from, isn't it?
I don't know. This was very influential. Not this, but like the comic of this is very influential.
Well, there's like the blonde one that's a snide little bitch, and the brown haired one that's like the semi boring hero. Oh god! Oh, he's so dead.
Oh yeah, Ray died.
That was fast.
Oh no, it's the greatest Eva pilot of all, Vanilla Ice.
Hey dude, I'm gonna fuck you up.
What's up, fucker?
He just comes up to his fucking eyebrows and is like, hey guys, I'm out! Oh my god, it's Psylocke. His name is
Iced. Oh yeah, for copyright reasons, they're like, we can't call him Vanilla Ice.
Damn, you got some titties. Where is he,
Dio? You need to calm down. Look, those are pecs.
He's ripped. Dead. Clearly the guy's dead.
Yeah, but he got sucked into the neck. Look how tall his head is.
His hairline is wigging me out.
His hairline is radical.
Well, look at his hairline from the sides. When they draw him from the side, it's even more bizarre. This is so violent.
Oh, yeah.
Can
you understand why he obeys me so blindly? Should I not have suggested that we watch season 2, which is very violent?
Yeah, he just cut his own head off. That was gnar. Power they possess, their stand abilities. It was so funny. X was watching Botched earlier. And Botched is really funny because they'll be like doing a montage where they're like next season and they talk about all this stuff and they intercut that with like footage of actual surgery happening.
I was really hoping you were going to say just the scene in The Shining where the elevator opens.
Oh man.
Just like blood.
Usually the blood gets off on the third floor.
Put his head back on.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Well, now back to the four of you. Well, we just kind of let that happen.
Why does he have little pointy goblin shoes? What are those?
Slippy's the Goblin King.
Not even the meme, but also, what are those?
Yeah, but like, what are those?
What are those?
Oh, I'm sorry. What are those?
Excuse me. What are those? What is Stan?
Oh, the stand is like.
Is that the Eva?
Yeah, the stand is short for the Evangelion. They're like fighting ghost. I like that he's supposed to be French, but in this, they're just like, ah, whatever.
What is happening with his face right now?
Animation! Yep.
So how much of this show is just them standing in a room talking?
Not that much.
Oh, fuck. Even the dog.
Oh, especially the dog.
I want to see more complex emotions from the dog.
That's a thing I can bring you.
Really? Bastard, this is my ghost.
Here's my ghost.
Look at him.
Look at him.
That is...
He's like a kooky knight.
He looks like a scared skeleton.
He looks like a rejected Digimon design.
Do they all look like rejected Digimon?
No, but like half of them.
Shut your mouth! I like him.
That one certainly does.
Oh, no, it's the Heartless.
He just ate Vanilla Ice.
He's the Heartless, dude. That's what he do. What? Dude, is Asuka... Oh, shit, Asuka just fell in a hole.
Shit's going bad.
Okay, so... Like, Asuka... Does everyone in this die except for Shinji?
No, but, like, there is more death and injury than usually in, like, anime and stuff.
Wow, those are some complex faces that... What the fuck? Yeah, the dog ran in a hole and killed itself.
Oh, he'll be fine. I fucking love how long his bram is.
Whee! Oh, that's cool.
Damn it. What now? Where did he go to?
I really like this dub.
Oh, fuck yeah, this dub rips.
We keep having to watch different dubs of Evangelion, and this is true. My favorite. Oh, dude.
Splash. do a little roll.
He landed in the water and did a little roll.
Yeah, I gotta do a little roll.
You land in the water, you do a little roll. You know, as a treat. 2019.
Treat yourself with a little roll.
Remember that time Shaggy killed God? Remember that meme, Mac? Wasn't that a funny meme?
Remember when Shaggy killed Scorpion from Mortal Kombat?
Oh, what if Shaggy was, like, Jesus? Oh, my toe!
Oh, he killed his toes.
You cut my fucking toe off, dude!
Bleh. I live in here.
What up, dude?
Some bitch.
How is he just, like, in the face?
That's where he is.
No!
He's just chilling.
That's stupid!
Oh, yeah.
Why is no blood coming off his toe?
Oh, they just forgot.
Boop. Boop. A spray.
Whee!
Dude, you fucked up the ancient architecture.
Oh, yeah. Mist.
That is a priceless fountain you just destroyed.
Oh, my sword. It's been my ghost sword.
Meanwhile.
I saw one dude who's like, this dub is like ridiculous, but it's kind of cool just because it doesn't have a lot of music. So like the weird violence kind of hits you different.
That's true. It really is impactful. It's well. Yeah.
It's also impactful because, like, usually the status quo doesn't change that fast. Usually, when a character dies, it's not just like a character's just fucking dead. Now move on. It's like, no, we spend an episode. You have like the funeral episode. So like, oh no, they died. Oh god, fucking Asuka just disappeared, and they're like, what happened? It's like, oh, she's dead.
No, she's not dead. She's in the fountain. This body is that of my long-standing
enemy, Jonathan Joestar. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, so 100 years ago, Gendo Brando, Dio Gendo, cut his head off and then cut off the head of Jonathan Joestar and grafted his own head onto Jonathan Joestar's body. But now Jonathan Joestar's body is starting to reject Gendo's head, so he needs the blood of Joseph Joestar, his closest living descendant, to become a true vampire. What's up, Liv? You having a fun time?
I just, you know...
I thought this was fun.
I'm enjoying it.
That's all that matters.
But it's nonsense baloney.
Oh, it's... Liv, this is truly a Neon Genesis Evangelion's bizarre adventure.
Like, you were so pissy about how unintelligible Evangelion was, and now I'm watching this, and I'm just like, Mac, season 2 was not better. It's nonsense.
Nah, this rips. The animation's better.
That's very true. It looks way better. Clearly had a lot more money put into it.
The thing that bothers me in season 1 of Evangelion is like, alright, season 2 of Evangelion, I'm explaining everything, and it's like, oh, this is what it is. In season 1, I feel like there was none of this. There was no, like, Wikipedia to read and be like, oh, I don't know why this is happening. Like, season 1 felt explanationless.
Yeah, that's true.
This has an explanation. It's really long and convoluted and ridiculous, but there is an answer for why everything is happening.
Oh, this dude's getting his ass kicked.
Oh, yeah, he's getting fucked.
It's so funny looking.
Whoop.
So this guy's power is punching holes and shit.
Yeah, he punches holes and stuff. He's a hole puncher. I like this little scramble.
Oh, jeez. Left a trail of blood.
Well, he's missing his toes. Does he have one tooth left?
That sucks if he does. Who's Abdol?
Oh,
his ghost?
No, that's Ray. Ray, who was in the coffin and was like, get away!
He could have survived if he tried to escape by himself and not save you. That was cool. I like that transition.
Oh, no, I think this is, like, really kind of cool sometimes. Sometimes it's a little weird.
I like Ice-T a lot.
Yeah.
He's cool looking.
Also fucking doing rack focuses in animation in the 90s as a son of a bitch.
Dude, they did that in Evangelion.
Yeah, but like...
At season 1.
Yeah.
Oh, he's crying.
Oh, Vanilla Ice forgot about Pen Pen.
I hope it's a big ball. But he doesn't care. Death can't affect him.
Well, like, he still gets injured and then he heals right away. Like,
you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Iggy! Is the dog's name really Iggy?
Yeah, Iggy Pen Pen.
So everyone in this is named after famous...
music bullshit.
Alright.
I'll live.
Dude, Pen Pen's about to get rocked.
Fuck yeah. This is its own meme.
Heart to heart with the dog.
A little bit. Oh fuck, he's a vampire.
Iggy, get out of here. He's still alive. Oh my god. The dog got sliced in half?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
And he's still alive? How dare you defy the will and command of Lord Dio? Know your place! Are you fucking serious? Oh my god! What the fuck?
Yeah, this rips.
The dog got cut in half and stomped on and kicked against a wall. Wow. Are you that eager to pledge loyalty to Dio? Holy shit. The fucking dog. Oh. This is so violent. Where's the top of his head?
Oh, it just went straight up.
It did the fucking did the Skimbleshanks the railway cat dress. Oh, fuck. It's floating on the Thames right now.
It's going to win the Jellicle Ball.
Oh, my Lord.
I feel like he's crying more for Iggy than when Ray died.
You know, sometimes a bunch of bad things happen to you and you're okay, and then you, like, rip your shirt.
Also, Joseph Joestar is, like, Ghost Warrior is weird. Because it's not, like, a big fighting guy.
It looks like a Pokemon.
His is the only one that's, like, magic rope.
Oh, wait. Is that hit? The old man, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm mixing them up.
That's okay. They're both named Joe.
Yeah, why the fuck would you do that?
Well, because it's a generational story, and they're all named Joe, except for one time when they're named...
So this is an anime about nepotism, is what you're telling me. Who the fuck is this?
Oh, that's Kakyoin.
That simple, huh? It's just Kakyoin? That's...
I don't have a good answer for you. This is how I watched this. I had one tape of this.
So this is an anime about a family that's really special.
This is an anime about a family who's kind of cursed. It's less about, like, oh, they're special and really cool, and more, like, they're constantly being fucked with.
That sucks.
It's like...
How are they in a car?
That's what his ghost does. He brings them a car. Do you think his, like, magic fighting ghost was just, like, renting a car while everyone else was fucking around?
Dude, I don't even know, but Shinji is straight up gone. I don't know where Shinji went. He's not here.
Oh, he'll be back.
No, he won't be back, because the episode's almost over.
Oh, fuck.
Right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but there's more episodes. Look at him go. He's so yellow.
Yeah, dude. You guys like my yellow?
I got a little heart on my head.
Oh, it's because I love myself.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yes, I'm so tough.
Oh, the city belongs to me.
Dude, this is our party. We can do whatever we want.
Fly me to the moon.
Let me play among the stars. Wow, that was stupid. Fuck. Is this the next one?
Yeah.
Who's Techno DJ 3XPO?
The hero of our podcast.
Real quick shout out to Techno DJ 3XPO, who uploaded season 2 of Evangelion. Wow, man.
Live.
What? No, let's watch. Here we go. It's Nick Mullen versus Hollywood pedophilia.
Finally, will Hollywood feel pedophilia meet its match? What if you never showered? What if you never showered since you were born? 3 million views!
Can Billie Eilish hear colors? Does she have synesthesia?
What if you could hear colors? Wait, what did that say? What if you could hear colors and see sounds like Billie Eilish?
Oh, she has synesthesia.
No, she's a liar.
You don't think she has synesthesia?
No.
A lot of those people have synesthesia.
Industry plants?
Yeah, dude.
It's part of being a plant.
Well, that's... I mean, look, if you want to make an industry plant, you find a kid that's good-looking with synesthesia. That's how you do it.
I don't...
Like, Billie Eilish being a plant and being talented are, like, two things that would check out, you know?
Are they talented?
I think she's talented. She's a good singer. She's a good songwriter.
I genuinely don't think she's talented.
Well.
And, like, I didn't think she wrote any of her songs.
She does with Phineas. They write them together.
That's not what I heard.
No, man. They write them together and then.
Give me this. Pick the thing.
They write them together and then, you know, a bunch of producers go over them because that's how it works when you're. No, don't start it yet!
I always heard that just Phineas wrote them and gave them to her.
No,
that's what they said, like, when they first started.
Wait a minute, we've had this conversation before.
Have we?
We have.
I think she's, like, number one plant. So, like...
What about Olivia Rodrigo? Do you think she's a plant?
I don't really know who that is.
She's the new It Girl. She does, like, Paramore-style stuff. Her album's pretty good.
I mean, probably. The trick I've found is that just, if you have enough money, you can make good music. And so I, like, lose respect for a lot of these people.
That, I mean, that's fair. I don't know. I really, Billie Eilish has a nice voice, and her songs are kind of neat sometimes. I don't know. She sings about interesting stuff.
She's just, like, wholly unimpressive to me.
The thing is, I look at her, and I'm like, I am not the demographic, but... At least she's, like, getting kids to sing songs about being depressed. And, like, a lot of kids are depressed, so that's nice. I feel like when I was growing up, there were no pop people that talked about being sad as fuck. And most of my, like, 8 to now has been being sad as fuck. So
I feel like, I was, like, 3 when Kurt Cobain died.
Oh, yeah, I and was all he did, 1.
But all he did was talk about how he was sad as fuck.
Yeah, but then there weren't a lot of people like that for a while.
I don't think that's true.
Who else was there?
I think you're just, like, discounting all the music that wasn't pop. I think a lot of the rock stuff was about being sad as fuck.
When we were growing up?
Yeah.
Who was the rock stuff when we were growing up? It was, like, the Red Hot Schneebly Deebly Peppers and...
That was even before that, really.
Well, who do you have in mind that, like, was talking about that stuff?
I don't know. I'm thinking about, like, all the, like, post-grunge stuff.
Oh, like Seether and MCR?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, MCR was doing it.
I feel like you're like, she's doing something special.
Yeah, but MCR...
I really don't think she
Yeah, is. But the whole point is that MCR was ardently not, like, in the public eye. They were, like... emo. They were like this fringe thing, you know. They were huge, but like Billie Eilish is like part of the public. Like everyone knows who Billie Eilish is. Like it's different.
I really don't think it meaningfully is.
All right.
I think I don't know. I don't know how to like because this is a very like intangible sort of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like she's just a performer that. That kids are, like, watching, and it's kind of like me watching a movie from the 80s and being like, I know how they made that shot. There's a puppet in there. There's a little man behind that wall, and there's a string. And kids are like, it's amazing! And I'm like, you're falling for a trick. Everyone falls for the trick when you're 15. I don't know. I'm more cynical, but I feel more... worldly about it. Oh. You're making the fox cry.
You're making the little fox cry, Mac. Because you don't love industry plant Billie Eilish.
She's just such a plant. It's just such a, like, hey, we found somebody in, like, a dance school who can sing the song all right.
Yeah.
And her brother is, like, a producer, kind of. Let's give them both a bunch of money.
He's a pretty good producer. I watched a video of him, like, explaining how he makes his songs. He's, like, good at logic. He's, like, good at making shit sound cool. Assumably, like, a bunch of people go in and mix it and, you know, master it and make it sound.
Do the hard parts.
I mean, I don't know. Being creative with tone and composition is the hard part, arguably. Like, he's writing those songs.
I was just not impressed by that stuff.
Songwriting is not an easy thing. It's not just, like, a thing you just do. Like, I don't know.
It's a thing both of us have just done.
Yeah, but we're both not very good at it.
We're both about as good as they are.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, but...
I don't think I could write Bad Guy. Like, that's a cool song.
Oh, I could definitely write Bad Guy. I probably wouldn't. Because I'd like...
I challenge you to write Bad Guy.
Bad Guy is so easy to write.
Do you want to be the new Phineas and Billie Eilish? You can be Phineas, and I'll be Billie Eilish, and we'll just write songs about how we're bad people.
Bad Guy is like one cool bass riff, And like a funny instrument.
It's a real cool bass riff, though.
It's not that complicated, Liv.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't need to be. Why does it need to be?
Well, I've just tried to explain, like, it's not.
I think that the thing, though, is that, like, listen to Happy. Happy's not that complicated, but that song, like, makes people so feel good. What's the word I'm thinking of? Like, you know, like, music doesn't have to be complicated. Sometimes you just hear it, and it's like, oh, this makes me feel good in my belly, and that's, like, enough, you know?
Yeah, but, like, why did you hear it? Because they poured a bunch of advertisement money into it so you could hear it. And then you hear it so much, you're like, oh, this makes me happy. And then you look at the person who made it, and you're like, oh, well, they're really good because they made me happy. And you're just, like, completely erasing the step in your head where somebody paid $10 million to get it on the radio over and over again, so you would associate it with this good feeling.
Yeah, but, like, what can you do about that? That's, like, one of those things where it's, like,
you can,
like, almost everything is like that,
though. You can sit there and be like, I am aware that this is what's happening, and I'm going to try and better myself by acknowledging that I am not immune to propaganda, but I will point it out when I can see it.
Yeah, but the ardent desire to disregard the mainstream for the sake of your own feeling of superiority over the corporations that are trying to manipulate you into loving something ultimately is the type of thing where, while yes, you are very smart and you were unsusceptible to the propaganda, you also kind of, like, maroon yourself socially a little bit because you lose the connection to, like, the things that are going on, you know?
I think you're losing... You've made an assumption here, is that I don't hear these things. Is that I, like, go like, oh, well, that's an Industry Plant song. I will maroon myself from it. I don't.
You listen to the Industry Plant song?
Oh, yeah. I want to know what's happening. I'm just like... It's like when you're in high school and they're like, we're going to watch the Red Scare. You don't come out of that class and be like, the communists! You're just like, all right, well, that's what's happening. You watch these things and you're like, well, you know, somebody paid millions of dollars to 10 people that were all very talented to tell you that one person made this and that you should respect that one person. You ever watch Skrillex talk about the Justin Bieber album?
No. Did he make an album with Justin Bieber?
Not Skrillex. Dead Mouse. Dead Mouse talks about Skrillex and Justin Bieber, and it's the most telling, like...
Well, Dead Mouse is, like, actually... No. Wait, sorry, go on.
Dead Mouse is, like a very cool producer.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Danger Mouse?
Yes. It's the guy with the big head. Dead Mouse 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because for some reason I thought there was a video of Danger Mouse talking about that, but maybe I'm mixing.
I'm pretty sure it's Dead Mouse. If I'm wrong, then... Dead Mouse, whatever. If I'm wrong, that's the other guy. But it's like, somebody tweets at him or like Twitch chats him and it's like, have you heard the new Justin Bieber album? And he's like, dude, fucking Skrillex made that album. Skrillex made that whole album for Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber was like, it was like, hey, Skrillex, make an album with a lot of Justin Bieber samples. And he's like, can do! And then he just did it. And everyone's like, oh, man, the Justin Bieber album's awesome. He's like, it's not how it works. It's just like, let's get the talented guy and the kind of talented guy and then trick you that the kind of talented guy that's better looking is the one who made the music and not the really talented guy who looks weird.
What do you mean Justin Bieber's new record is fire? You mean the record that Justin Bieber's on that has his name on it that he hired other fucking people to do is fire? Yeah, I can accept that, okay? I can accept that his album is probably good. I have no qualms with that. I know decent production when I hear it, and that's not what I'm mad about. What I'm mad about is that none of it's this little fucking dickheads. Do you get what I'm saying? This is my album. No, it's not your fucking album. It's Skrillex's fucking album. It's fucking God knows whose album. It's this guy's album. And then you going, hum-ha. Not even the shit you even wrote. It fucking took you 4 other fucking guys to write that, too. Oh, you're just a little meat puppet, dude. And that's what irritates me. That's what gets my fucking goat.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like it's important to acknowledge how... like, bullshit so much of these things are. Because otherwise you fall into the trap and you're like, sitting there and you're like, ooh, auteur theory. It's auteur theory come to life, but just like in a realm where it's not as obvious.
Yeah, but I mean, you can look up Billie Eilish and see like 10 different songwriting credits and see all these producing credits and be like, yeah, well, she didn't do it herself, but like she is the person that performed it. And there's a certain level of like, there's something special to that, wouldn't you say? Like, I don't know.
Something special? No. Something, like, contributed? Yeah, she did contribute something. Could anyone have done that? Anyone, like, reasonably talented people. It's like the unknown actor thing. I always feel like we want these people to be more important than they are, and, like, most movies you could get a bunch of unknown people, and they'd be pretty good.
I definitely feel that way with acting. I feel that way less so with music, but I know what you mean. Like, by and large, these things are impressive because we're told that they're impressive over and over again.
Well, I feel like they're impressive because they had a lot of money and a lot of people helping, yeah. And then the product is one name.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty recent phenomenon, though, too. Like, it seems like, you look at, okay, so, like, Kate Bush, for example. Like, in the 80s, Kate Bush made all those records, and she actually did, like, all of that herself. Like, she had access to a studio, and, like, a lot of, like, indie artists, are, like, Prince, you know? Prince, like, did everything.
Prince, I feel like, for as much as I'm like, that person is so special, I think Prince is just, like, genuinely special. I think there are a couple genuinely special people.
Kate Bush was pretty special.
But I think the people that are genuinely special now are the people who are, like, ripping it up on Bandcamp. Are the people who are, like, the, like, front page of Bandcamp is the people who are the, like, Prince born today.
Yeah, that's fair. We have some students in our classes that feel like Prince born today, where you're just, like, you just look at him go, and it's like, oh,
that's pretty cool.
You're amazing. Like, good for you. You don't need anyone, you know? But, like, probably won't go anywhere. But,
well, even Prince, here, that's the trick of even Prince. Prince is, like, a dude who could do everything, but he was still doing everything on the creative side.
Also, nowadays, Prince, like, if Prince was born in, like, 1995 or something, Prince would probably, like, be producing for someone else. Actually, no, I don't know. Because he's very handsome, which helps. That's another thing. A lot of these people, like, whether or not Billie Eilish is, like, Billie Eilish is very talented, but she's also hot, which, like, is a big part of it. Like, her brother is kind of funny looking, and I feel like that's a big part of why, like,
I mean, that's the boomer meme, right? Is the, like, look at Pink Floyd. This is what it was like when you just had to be good at making music, because everyone in Pink Floyd looks like a shithouse. Everyone in Pink Floyd looks like somebody hit him with a bag of bricks.
You know, David Gilmour almost looks attractive, but he just has, like, the grossest looking hair and beard combo.
Yeah, we let John Lennon grow his fucking hair and wear those circle glasses, and we're like, he's the biggest star in the world, and he looks like a mop. He looks like a mop come to life. You know, they based Cousin It on John Lennon. Because they're just like, we need a thing, we need like a monster that people like that looks like shit.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
I have a lot of feelings that I feel like I'm accosting you with.
Yeah, but like, I don't know.
They're not entirely wrong.
Maybe so I'm just, like, it's not even that you're entirely wrong or entirely right. It's just like, I still like walk away feeling like Billie Eilish is talented.
It's just like too much cynicism.
Well, she can still sing and she's still like, you know, I feel like at a certain point, if you're an artist, it becomes less about creating things nowadays and more about curating what you're presented with and like having ideas and then having like a team of people that make those ideas happen with you. You know, Billie Eilish had a feeling. She's like, I'm all the good girls go to hell or something, whatever. And then she probably like sits with, I don't know. The whole thing with them is like, it's just her and Phineas. That's the idea that they want to present you with. And like, whether or not that's true, I don't know.
I think
know,
you're
dude.
Falling for the scheme, Liv. I think you're falling for the plot.
You're like so bitter, and I want you to be wrong, but, like, I think that you're kind of right, but I also feel like you're kind of wrong, but I don't...
It's one of those...
I don't know enough about them. It's just, like, you just look, and it's like, oh, that's cool. They write songs together. They're a brother and sister. I don't know.
Do you know about Salt and Pepper?
I don't. What's Salt and Pepper?
Salt and Pepper was this, like, these two cute girls in the 80s that were singing, like, kind of fun 80s songs, and then it turns out they didn't write or sing any of their songs. They lip-synced everything.
I think, like, you're thinking of a different band.
Maybe. I could look it up on my phone. Please don't close Logic.
I think you're thinking of Milli Vanilli.
Oh, maybe.
You're thinking of Milli Vanilli, because that happened to them.
Oh, oops.
You fart knocker.
No, I fucked it up.
Salt and Pepper, because Salt and Pepper, I'm pretty sure, are, like, legit. Like, they're the shit.
All right, so Milli and Vanilli.
Yes.
Sorry.
Milli and Vanillion.
So I fucked that up, but my point still stands.
Do you think Harley is short for Harles? Or Marley is short for Marles? Like Charles?
No.
All right.
I wish.
Oh, I wish.
Oh,
if only.
Oh, my dreams. But
I mean,
this is the 80s equivalent of that. This is the 80s equivalent of, we have to make everything on tape.
Yeah, but I don't think Billie Eilish is ever going to get outed as, like, a fraud, because I don't think that the...
I don't think you can get outed as a fraud anymore. I don't think it matters. Unless it's, like, literally she's been, like, absolutely lip-syncing. I think it doesn't matter.
No, because she can sing. Like, she sings. I think her voice is nice.
She sings about as well as you're like, hey, I put out an audition call for singers, and I weeded out the people that are like American Idol, sort of like, woo.
I don't fucking know, dude. People like her.
Am I crushing your dreams? Am I crushing too hard?
I just feel like there's no credit given, and I feel like that's kind of... Like, there's not even a hint of acknowledgement of, like, any sort of talent. Like, that's kind of just, like, frustrating. Like, how do you make the argument that talent exists in any capacity?
I feel like we watched Jurassic Park, and I'm trying to be like, Liv, Jeff Goldblum did not make the movie. Jeff Goldblum's just in the
movie.
That's
not what's happening right now.
He's kind of hot, and he did his part well, but he did not make those dinosaurs.
That's so not the argument that's being made right now.
Yes, Jeff Goldblum had an important role.
You fucking...
And he's on the poster.
Condescending bitch. Fucking, you write bad guy and get back to me.
All right. Where's your base?
It's in the living room.
Oh, fuck, it's a southpaw. I'm fucked.
Yeah, I'm left-handed. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, look at me. I'm so interesting. I don't know, man. I just feel like, how do you make the argument that someone, like, is talented? How do you make the argument? I mean, you've made the argument sufficiently that she's not talented. But the only argument you've really made is that there's a lot of money behind her. But, like, every artist has a lot of money behind them.
That's not true.
Every artist that's in the public has a lot of money behind them. Like,
that's mostly true.
Ed Sheeran, maybe? He's not good looking.
Who made Coloring Book?
Beck.
No. What?
Oh, Chance!
Wasn't he like a SoundCloud guy? Wasn't he like a not signed to anybody, just making shit?
Yeah, but then he quickly became, like, part of the thing. He also fell off super hard because he made an album about how much he loves God and his wife, and people didn't like it.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have somebody who's genuinely talented without a big team. They make Coloring Book, and then they make another album, people don't like it, and then they fuck off. Because somebody at their PR firm who didn't exist because he didn't have a big fucking team was like, hey, don't make the God album.
Yeah, but he had a team. Like, he had to have had a team. Like, he's like a big star, you know? He may have started without a team, but you get a team, you know? If you're dealing with that many people... You afford it. You do it, you know?
That's fair.
I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you. I feel like I'm trying to deprogram so much of, like, music industry sort of jive, just like, this is the artist. They made the thing. And I'm like, Liv,
I didn't say that she made the thing. At this point, I'm just trying to make the argument that, like, there's some talent there. That she's not exclusively being propped up by a bunch of money and people.
It's like,
like, there's something worthwhile. Like, people connect with it. If you have no charisma and people just, like, can't connect with you, you can't be an industry plant. Like, you have to have something. I don't know.
It's not like they lifted, like, a fucking turd and they're like, this is the industry plant. It's like she's a one in a million. So there's 7,000 more of her.
Sure. I mean, that, yeah, I wouldn't fight you on that, but
it's
like,
it's like, yeah, she's okay. If I needed a different Billie Eilish on short notice, I could probably find one.
Sure, but in a lot of ways, that could be, I'm trying to think of like pop artists that exist right now that I don't feel like that tracks with. I mean, I don't know, dude. Like Michael Jackson. You couldn't find another Michael Jackson.
Oh, no, not at all.
But you also couldn't, like, well, yeah, but that was the 80s.
Yeah.
I just feel like this is a point that, like, look at, like, modern pop artists, most of them are largely replaceable. And, like, mostly just avatars for, like, an idea or, like, a specific brand.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like there's got to be a certain reason why those people exist in that public sphere, though. It's not like,
I think this is where you, this is the last wall of being like, oh, yeah, it could have been anybody, whatever. Anybody, like, anybody reasonably talented enough could have just done this.
Okay, who else is an industry plant?
Who else is an industry plant?
You're like fucking Mr. Rogers or something. That was so weird.
I feel like I was so focused in on this, I'm like, oh fuck.
Who else is an industry plant?
I can't think of anybody right now, but I feel like it's one of those, like, it's the man on the street.
Okay,
name three kinds of shoe, and you're like, oh fuck, flip-flop,
Adidas, flip. New Balance, Converse. Okay, Sia. Is Sia an industry plant?
I don't know. I guess I don't know these other people. There are other,
like, is Frank Ocean an industry plant?
Maybe. I don't have respect for these people. They're bureaucrats, Morty.
He's a bureaucrat, Morty. I don't respect him.
I don't respect them.
What about, like, Tyler, the Creator? He, like, produces, like, mixes. He, like, composes the whole thing. He does all of it himself. He even masters it himself.
I kind of like Tyler, the Creator. Also, Tyler, the Creator, like, I believe that more because he does shit where he just fucks it up.
Really?
Yeah, remember that one album where everyone was like, why is this mastered really badly?
Oh, Cherry Bomb?
Why is the vocals so low?
That's probably Cherry Bomb, I don't know.
And he was just like, I made it the way I made it. And that's like an engineering mistake. That's a novice engineering mistake, is you know what the vocals sound like, so you tend to make them lower than you think they should be. Or than people tend to think they should be. Because the vocals are a thing people really want to hear. And once you've heard the song over and over again, the vocals are the thing that stick in your head that you end up turning down. That struck me as like, oh, he did engineer this himself because he made, like, a very novice mistake.
Fair enough. I don't know, man. I feel like,
you remember,
I don't know, my guy.
You remember Quentin Tarantino and, like, how he made all those movies? And people were like, whoa, he's a great filmmaker. And then the, like, one editor he used died. And then a lot of his movies just got a lot worse.
Yeah, sure.
I don't believe in anything.
Yeah, but I feel like in film especially, like film is a much more egregious version of that, I would say.
That's true.
Because there's so much more media presented to you in film. Like, if you hear a song like yeah, it's a bunch of programmed instruments, and like it's
more like maybe 50 people worked on Bad Guy, and more like maybe 5,000 people worked on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, film feel, when people do that about film, it feels a lot more like fucked up and shitty. Like, that industry feels more disgusting for that than music to me. But maybe I need to do more research in how many musicians work on this stuff. But it's, I feel like a song is a much simpler thing and has a much simpler team. And, like, it seems like producers get recognized a lot more than, like, I don't know, fucking gaffers. It's like, oh, wow, who was the best boy in that movie? That's amazing. You know, like, nobody gives a fuck. It's Tarantino. Like, people found out he wasn't editing his movies because his fucking editor fell off a cliff. They were like, it wasn't Tarantino the whole time.
Is it's that
like,
what yeah. happened to her? Did she drive a Segway off a cliff?
What? Segway?
What? How did Quentin Tarantino's...
She was hiking, and she fell off a fucking cliff. I need to look this
Let's
up.
Let's take a moment of silence for the editor of Quentin Tarantino's first half of his movies that we don't remember.
How did she die?
Sally Mank?
Dude, Mank stank. Not her, the movie. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
How'd she die?
Dude, she fucking fell off a ravine. That is obscene to fall off the ravine.
Is she related to the Mank who wrote Citizen
Kane? No, different spelling.
Check it anyway.
It's different spelling!
Who's her father? Scroll up.
Her dad isn't even listed. Like, a teacher and Dr. Warren Wells Mank, a management professor at Clemson University.
Cool.
Yeah, she's not an editing plant, Mac. I fucking want to look up Bilford Ellish. Billy Ellish documentary. Early life. Pirate Baird O'Connell.
Oh, yeah, she's a ridiculous name.
Oh.
Oh, are you looking up the nepotism?
Anytime the parent has a Wikipedia, that's when you go, huh.
Yeah, did you not know? Oh, Liv. Oh, I can see
the... Yeah, but she still does stuff! Like, she still brings something to the table. Like, look at that pose. That's an artist.
Liv. I don't know how to explain this to you.
I just feel like...
That it's like, yeah, I guess she does something. Like, she's there. It's not like she's nothing.
Look.
But it's just...
You have a rate. If you have a job... You go to the job, and even if you do nothing all day, you're still getting paid to be there. You have a rate.
Yeah.
She's
making the rate.
She's making the rate.
She's making the rate.
She
showed
up. She's giving her time.
She's on time. Someone thought of a fun hair for her to have. She's doing that today.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What songs has she done?
Oh, Liz. Liz. I feel like I'm just like telling you Santa isn't real very long. I'm just like live. No one can live on the North Pole. It can't happen. And no reindeer is magic. Have you ever eaten reindeer? No magic. It just doesn't work. They don't.
You know what this is?
Toys.
You know what this
is?
You know what this is?
Can't call those.
Billy Eilish is my Donald Trump. That's what it is. Because I'm sitting there and I'm like, she's talented. She probably worked hard. Maybe I'm talented and can work hard.
I made Bad Guy with a small loan of $1 million.
Oh, no.
And I opened up my real estate album business with my brother.
I still think she's cool.
Why?
I don't fucking...
She's cool in the way that, like, if you got five fashionistas together to come up with a look for a girl, that would be a cool-looking girl. Dude, is fashionista the right word?
Yeah, that's the term.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Fine. Fucking...
I win! I crushed Liv! I crushed Liv!
You did it. You're right.
Liv, do you feel dumb? Do you feel dumb for having hope? Do you feel dumb for believing?
There's the, you know.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know. She seems cool. I don't know.
Does she? I feel like anything now, you're like, oh God, I have to check the receipts. I have to know. Is she cool? I'm on the Wikipedia. I clicked bad guy.
Dude, it's got two songwriters. Like,
Liv, this is the Wikipedia.
Written by Eilish and her brother Phineas O'Connell, with the latter also produced the track and provide. It was mastered by John Grehem and mixed by Rob Kanelski. Oh, that's a person with a Wikipedia. Oh, that person works a lot. In August 2019, the single was made for pre-order on cassette and scheduled to ship.
Oh, fuck, she is cool. I take it all back.
Dude.
Oh, wait, her first single?
What about Lord? Lord did everything.
Lord had the story of that she did everything, but you actually look into it, she was groomed by, not groomed in a gross, sexy way. She was groomed by, like, record labels from, like, being a child. She's another industry plant. They were just like, what if we had an industry plant that was, like, the arty one?
What about Beyonce?
Oh no, I'm not touching Beyonce. Beyonce's the queen. She did it.
About Rihanna?
Oh, fuck Rihanna.
Rihanna, like, just got scooped up by Jay-Z while he was, like, on a trip. That's what I heard.
He's just like, it's time to scoop! That's what Jay-Z's classic catchphrase. Whoop de doop, it's time to scoop.
I'm getting in, I'm ready for the scoop with my wife and my family, the Carter Troop.
Here, scoop, scoop.
Scoop. I saw some tweet that was like, every Jay-Z feature now is about like how he's really sorry for cheating on his wife and is really proud to be Jay-Z. And I feel like that really tracks. He's just, what's the fucking deal? Oh no, she was discovered in her home by record producer Evan Rogers, who worked with Christina Aguilera. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
You know, I already was retired from music. Like, I didn't need this. I didn't need this right now.
Was it too much for me to be like, the game was rigged from the start? The best you could ever be was the front of Bandcamp. That's where Prince lives now. That's where the Prince lives.
Ugh. But isn't everything rigged?
No.
What's not rigged? Comics.
Literature.
Fuck, dude. I can write a fucking book? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I can't write a book!
That's the last field.
I can fucking go to my synthesizer and go...
Yeah, you just have to do that, but you know how it says, like, it's got the notes on there? You just need, like, a synthesizer with the other...
With 26 notes. Yeah,
with 26 notes. And then when you play it, it sounds like shit, but if you read it out... It tells the story. of something. I don't know. Well, you're the composer here. What's the story about?
Fucking podcasting? Is podcasting rigged? Should we even bother?
Liv, they gave Joe Rogan $10 billion to talk about ivermectin.
Did you say billion with a B?
Oh, yeah.
Billion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, they only gave...
$100 billion.
Technically, they only gave him $10 million, but the rest was all payments in DMT.
Did you see the fucking screenshot of Trump talking about the vaccine, and he's like...
I can't believe... I don't think that's real.
I want it to be real.
But it can't be.
I don't even have DNA. I have USA.
I don't think he's that fucking boss. Funny.
That's like a thing you say if you're really funny.
I'm so Republican, even my blood cells are red. And I'm so white. Did you even need the rest? Oh, do you want a hug? I feel like I really did tell you Santa wasn't real.
Ugh. I don't know, dude. Should we watch the second Neon Genesis event?
Do you want to take a minute?
Should we take a fiver?
I feel like we should. I feel like I hurt you. I didn't mean...
I'm not even hurt. I'm just sort of like... Like, imagine if you, like, already felt like something sucked, and you were like, but, you know, it's alright. Like, I already didn't like the music industry and had no faith in it, but I was like, you know, they pick interesting girls to make stars.
No.
But then someone came and was like, actually, they pick boring girls.
Yeah, they pick girls that will do what the
producer says. Dude, what about Adele? Is Adele an industry plant? Really?
I don't
Does this track for men? Like, are there male industry
plants? Oh, yeah.
Like, Jabibs.
Yeah.
You seem to be implying was an industry plant. What about, like, Pharrell? Pharrell's, like, really talented and, like... Did you ever listen to Nerd? Nerd's really good.
I'm sure it is, and I'm sure the 50 people that made it really good are really proud of it.
No, Nerd was, like, an indie band. Like, there weren't... Also, Nerd was not that successful. Like, Nerd is, like, one of those things where he, like, goes, like, but I was in Nerd, and people are like, oh, cool. You know, it's like... Is Questlove an industry plant?
I don't know, but enough about Questlove.
Is... So, Ed Sheeran. Is Ed Sheeran an industry plant? The reason I bring up Pharrell is because Pharrell feels like a guy that's not really a star. Like, he made Happy and was suddenly a star and then went back to just being a guy that mostly produces stuff.
Maybe. I don't... The thing is, like, to really be confident that someone's an industry plant, you actually have to know a lot about them. And I don't know a lot about a lot of these people. So, like,
I noticed that it's just the female artist that you know a lot about. We're the male industry plants, Mac.
I don't know a lot about them. I feel like I just know a lot about Billie Eilish.
You had Lord Rihanna and fucking Billie Eilish off the cuff.
I did not know Rihanna. I just knew Lord and Billie Eilish.
Fair enough. I'm trying to think of, like, who else... Like, Machine Gun Kelly. That guy's an industry plant, right?
Probably. I don't know that many people. I just, like... It's just one of those things where you, like, look into this a little bit and you're like, oh, it's all nepotism or, like, a record producer is just like, ah, guy, that guy will do it.
I like this image of Machine Gun Kelly because Machine Gun Kelly ate a baby bottle pop before getting his Grammy, and that's why his tongue is dark. It's very cool. We saw Machine Gun Kelly at the comic book store.
Yeah, we did.
And I said, hi, Machine Gun Kelly.
And I said, I don't know who you are, and I hate you.
To missionary parents.
Oh, that's pretty good.
He moved around a lot. Then his dad moved away. I don't know. I can't, like... It kind of seems like Machine Gun Kelly, actually, like... did it himself a little bit. I don't know.
That's cool.
I can't tell. I don't know. You got Chance the Rapper. He's not an industry plant.
I don't think
Machine Gun Kelly might not be an industry plant. Sia, she doesn't seem like an industry plant. She's cool.
We just talked about him, and I forgot his name, and he made Goblin.
Oh, Tyler. He's not an industry plant.
Yeah.
I don't think Frank Ocean's an industry plant. I feel like that whole Odd Future crew, like, the nepotism is knowing Tyler, the Creator. But, like, Frank Ocean and Earl Sweatshirt are both really talented, and they're from that group. And then everyone else is also there. Oh, and Sid. Sid's cool. I don't know. I'm like... I don't know, dude. Seems like some people are legit, some people are not. I don't know.
I feel like I hurt you.
Look, no matter what, it seems like someone with a lot more money than you usually makes you famous. Like, that kind of seems like the deal.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, maybe there's some value in knowing how to... Yeah, how to work the magic. I don't know. I mean...
You mean the dick?
No. I don't fucking know, dude. I am, like... I am outside of the stratosphere of any sort of success. Personally or otherwise. So, like, I don't know, but, like... It seems like...
I feel like I'm just on the opposite side of being, like, 100% cynical. Where I'm like... Yeah, if they're like, if I've heard them on the radio, they're bullshit.
The Offspring? Are they bullshit? Are you pretty amazing for a Caucasian?
I feel like anything that formed before 1990 has a much better chance of not being bullshit.
So Nirvana was bullshit?
They formed before 1990.
I thought they formed in 1990.
No.
Oh, yeah, I guess they did. I'm trying to think of, like, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm thinking about, like, all these old, like, bands from the 90s like that 90. Now are just, like, goofballs.
Yeah.
I felt like No Doubt. Does No Doubt feel like an industry plant? Like Gwen Stefani, I guess. I don't know. Gwen Stefani feels like a situation... Like, No Doubt was, like, a band that, like, did it on its own. Like, they, you know, like, found success. They found someone that... But don't you think that, like, so much of being an artist is just finding a person with a bunch of fucking money that's just gonna pay you to make more art? Like, that's... I don't know.
I mean, that is a lot of it. That's a lot, and sometimes I guess in that it is, and sometimes it's not.
In that capacity, like, industry plant feels like a misnomer, because if you're trying to make your living doing art, it means someone else has to foot the bill, because art is not a thing that's successful until suddenly it's extremely successful.
I feel like the definition of industry plant's just different then, because before it's like, all right, your indie success is... You have to do something cool, and then a millionaire is like, you, I choose you for success! But industry plant's like, hey, I haven't made anything, and then the millionaire is like, I choose you for success! Here's your first $1 million to figure out what you're doing.
So it's more of just like, it's like someone like pays you to go in the hyperbolic chamber.
Yeah.
I was like, go, Goku, become a
Super Saiyan!
Brought it back to anime. We know why you listen Woo! To this podcast.
Getting the Eva.
Here's two sad failures. Talk about why they're sad failures. It's not our fault. Someone else. I don't know. It's really like the American dream, but in music form. It's like, oh, if you work hard, it's like, no, you just gotta.
If you work hard and do a really good job.
You'll get to the front page of Bandcamp.
You get to the front page of Bandcamp, and you can make a pretty good living at the front page of Bandcamp. But you have to work really hard, be as good as every professional person, and, like, make things constantly.
And also be likable, because you have to play shows. And unless the booker likes you, it just doesn't work out, really.
That's also some amount of it, sure.
Yeah, being likable helps. That's where I struggle.
Well, I just pee my pants.
I just meet people and I'm just like, hi, I'm here to
play party. A show. I'm here for the party.
I'm here for John. John's not here anymore. I guess there's no reason for me to be here. I'll go home. Can the episode's over?
It's the end of the podcast. It's echoing. Oh, yeah. Wait, what do you want to plug?
Oh, my fucking...
my butt.
No. I got nothing, dude. I'm not...
Do you not still, like, showing people your music?
Why bother? I'm not a ficus. No.
The thing I would plug is this podcast.
I have a band called Roxy Green. Someday a third EP will come out. But honestly, every time I think about music, I get depressed. So that's the thing. Before we even had this conversation, music was like a thing that was making me sad lately. It's fine. It's not your fault.
Yeah, but you're my friend.
Yeah, you don't need to be sorry, though. It's no big deal. Like, it's my fault, because I just don't...
It's my fault for having feelings.
It's my fault for having passion for something, and then slowly not having passion for it anymore. That's what I get for having hope.
I have a comic book.
It's good. It's a good comic book.
Yeah, I'm sure... I'll get fucked in the end for not being a plant man or something. I'm sure I'll get to the front page of Comic Book Bandcamp and that's where I'll die.
I truly believe that... See, because we just listened back to the episode, I still kind of believe that Billie Eilish has something. But, like, yeah, I mean, you know...
She's a sock puppet. She's just a... She's a thing.
Yeah, but, like, most artists are sock puppets.
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah, fine. Okay. That's why award shows are so...
Everything's shit and it's all bullshit.
That's why award shows are so annoying, because you watch them and it's just like, yeah, people...
And people sure liked...
The people that made these people famous are now giving them trophies. And that's the participation awards. I'm going to talk about participation
trophies. I don't
trophies.
Watch the Oscars because it's a big participation award.
Who pays for the Oscars? Hollywood!
I got a comic book on my website I'll put in the description.
I have health insurance. I'm going to get him to cut my face up.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's going to rock.
Cool.
I have my face in the future. That's what I'm plugging.
Whoa.
I do have a band. It's called Roxy Green. I have a Twitter. It's at honeydew50. That's the number 5, the letters O-H. And please email us at neongenesisevangelicalcast@gmail.com if you want to call us jerk-offs.
Oh, yeah. I also have a Twitter. Hold on. I have to look up the title.
I forgot. It's at Buster Cagle.
No, that's not it. That's the old one. This is my new Twitter.
Is it at Billie Eilish? Is that the joke?
Yes. Let me check.
Fucking bitch.
Oh, she just has Billie Eilish, and she follows 0 people. Doesn't even follow her brother.
That's cool.
What a bitch. Now she's blocked.
No, Mac! You might want to... Oh my god, you really blocked her!
Oh, yeah.
Mac, what if she wants to come on our podcast?
How will she know? She doesn't follow anyone. I don't want someone on our podcast who wouldn't follow us on Twitter.
I would love if Billie Eilish came on our podcast, and then you just call...
Like, you
not even, because she's so... She would probably just smoke cigarettes and be like, uh-huh, and you would just be like, this is why you're not talented, and you have nothing, and I would just be sitting there and be like, no, you're kind of good, you're okay, he's just being mean, like, I'm sorry. I know that you're 19 and you fucking do your 19-year-old thing.
You're 19 and they chose for you to be famous and you're a millionaire, so, like, whatever. I feel like that's the other thing.
Well, she wouldn't
get to the point where it's like, oh, she's an artist, she's right here, and I spent this whole time criticizing her. Motherfucker's got $1 million.
Billie Eilish is Don Draper in the elevator, and we're that little nerdy guy that's like, I don't think about you, it suck, and then I don't even think about you at all. That's Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
And we're that fucking stupid little nerd in the elevator from Superstore. We're the Superstore Nerd.
Yeah.
That rules, actually. I like
it. Yeah, we're going to be the little nerd that's like, you suck. I will tell you you suck to your face. And they'll just be like, who even
are you? I don't even think about you. I'm Billy Eilish, industry plant.
For me, it was Tuesday.
For you, the day bison graced your village was the most important day of your life. But for me, it was Tuesday.
That's impossible. Re-record on Sunday. Wow, what a stupid adventure we had.
Yeah.
Well, another week of me looking stupid.
No, I feel like this was a week of, like, what if Mac is mean? But, like, in a really subtle way. And Liv is just sad.
I feel like the secret, like, formula of this podcast is you're mad and I'm sad.
I thought the secret formula was manic versus depressive.
Oh, yeah. I want to be manic. Always depressive. All right, well, thanks for listening.
Get fucked.
Yeah, if you want to.